are in chapter 10, a very sensitive topic. Praise the Lord. It says, avoid sex before marriage. There is something the Lord put a curse on. Sex before marriage. The Lord meant sex to be fulfilling only in marriage. Out of that, it is destructive and have huge consequences. To the youths who are outside there, don't go with the peer pressure to go and test what God has put an age on. The fruit may seem lucrative, pleasant, luring, lovely, adorable, but inside it is bitter than death. Something bitter than death is really dangerous. Praise the Lord. Because you might even lose your chance to eternity because of it. Peers may talk how great their experience are, but they don't talk how miserable their lives have become. God put a restriction on Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve not to eat of the fruit at the middle of the garden. But because the fruit in the garden had a tension of its own, with good appearance and seemed good for eating, Eve decided to have a taste, and result came to a fall of all humanity. This also goes to fornication, sex before marriage, where the youths have gotten themselves indulged until they have lost themselves. Some have even lost their minds. Some have gone deep to the extent they have forgotten who they are. Some have become homosexuals, lesbians, and all manner of filthy lifestyles stuck at the teeth of the devil. The devil now has a full claim over their lives because they ate what God had forbidden. The devil will always tie people when they become disobedient to the Lord's command. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So any act of disobedience hinders God from communing with you. And that is what the devil likes to do. Bringing people into disobedience. Guiding people to disobey God all the time. So that they fall, so that they don't have fellowship with God. And now he will continue to use them as his vessels of destruction. You see, something that you can just go and repent, the devil comes and destroys your mind, destroys, you know, sins of the flesh affects the spirit. So when you're feeling down, you feel broken, when you're feeling like this person hurt you to an extent, you don't feel like you're a human being. Some people have ended up committing suicide. Some people have ended up in abortion, lost their wombs, and they can never give birth again. These are pains that people are living with after sex. The results of sex is seen if it is not done in a holy ground. Praise the Lord. So the devil uses you as a tool. But if you are really a child of God and it happened to you by a mistake, you can still go back to God and repent. you can still go back to God and repent and change your ways.
Mm.
But since the devil knows that that chance of repentance is there, he confuses your minds with the pain. He wants you to remain in thinking of your brokenness, to remain in your pain for so long, to an extent you start thinking of ways of destroying your life completely. If you started with fornication, if some started with fornication and they were broken along the way, they end up into lesbianism or add up into gayism or add up into activities like transgender or something. You think that you are not a woman because a man broke your heart, praise the Lord. Or you think you are not a man, you are a woman because somebody molested you, praise the Lord. So you decide to become somebody else because you don't want to accept the vessel that was already destroyed, praise the Lord. So you don't want to live in the past. So you change your way of thinking and you start thinking the way of destruction. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So these things are the weapons that the enemy has been using to hinder the children of God from worshiping God.
Mm.
Falling does not mean the end of your life.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes it is the beginning of your salvation. Because when you fall, you'll have to stand up. But you don't remain on the ground. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So the word says, sex before marriage leads to the following. Point number one, sex addiction and slavery to sin. You become a slave to sex, and this will lead you to sexual acts. Now with even many partners, and many have ended up getting HIV/AIDS in this way.
Mm-hmm.
We can read from John chapter 8 from verse 34. Jesus answered them, "Most surely I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." Romans 6:16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave you obey? Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey? Whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness.
Mm.
This is from New King James Version.
Mm.
So, sin, this is how sin works.
Mm.
Whenever you become a slave to it, whenever you submit to it, you become a slave to its master. So it depends whether you're walking in righteousness or in filthiness.
Mm.
But this is what happens.
And you know, sex was meant to be a blessing, but the moment it is done out of the will of God, it brings a lot of repercussions.
Amen.
You know, I have seen a lot of young people that are not married and they begin to engage in sexual activities. And you know, for example, a body of 14, 15, 16 years old, when you awaken your body, that's a very dangerous place. And there is no intent of marriage soon. Hallelujah. Praise be unto Jesus.
Amen.
You know, you meet with young people, they are cuddling, they are kissing, they are doing all manner of things, and there is no intent of marriage after 10, 15 years. Praise be unto Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, those are the things that leads to slavery, because now somebody awoke your body, you know, and now you are not married. You end up becoming an harlot. You know, you become either a male prostitute or a female prostitute. And that's why there are some people now, they can't control their body. Probably they slept with one person, the person disappeared out of their life. And now they begin to be the one looking for sex. Because now their body rose up, praise be unto Jesus, before the time. You know, there are some things that we are supposed not to awaken before time. And if you awaken your emotions, your feelings, and all that, hallelujah, it becomes hard, you know, to stay pure and to wait on the Lord for the right time.
Amen. So point number two, thank you, Pastor. Filthy mind and corrupt conscience.
Conscience, to say.
Point number three. Guilt, conscience towards God. Point number four, separation from the presence of God, where the individual immediately starts to withdraw from the presence of God. They can even stop going to church or meeting with brethren. This happens so frequently. Because you start fearing that maybe people know and they will condemn you, praise the Lord, or they will judge you. Amen.
Amen.
Point number five, withdrawal of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord will leave that temple, for the Holy Spirit cannot dwell in the unclean vessel. Isaiah 52 verse 11. Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing, go out from the midst of her, be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. So the vessel of the Lord has and should be holy.
Hallelujah.
So if there is something to do with sin, the Spirit of God cannot live there.
Hallelujah. You know, Isaiah said that depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her, be clean, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. You know, the church, people are filled with the Holy Spirit. They are the people that bears the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bear the anointing of God. So our lives needs to be clean. Our lives we need to walk in holiness. We need to walk in righteousness. Praise be unto God. Because we bear the presence of God. And the moment we defile our temples, like we also defile His presence. Hallelujah. We defile His presence that lives in us.
Amen.
Amen.
This is very dreadful, especially if the individual was highly anointed and doing the will of God. They end up becoming empty vessel and void without God. Their prayer life stops, their communion with God stops. They stop reading and meditating on the Word of God and completely driven out of the presence of God. This happened a lot in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's why the moment a preacher has fallen with any sheep in the house of God, it affects his service. He sometimes doesn't serve as effective as he had begun. That's why Paul advised Timothy that servants of God should marry, because the temptations that are in altar are real and are very strong. But if the leader falls, it affects the leadership of the church. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Number six.
Just to explain that, you know, the more anointed you are, And when you fall into sexual sin, the more difficult for you to go back to the same level you used to operate.
Amen.
And you know, I've prayed for a lot of people. You know, I've met a lot of people who used to work under great anointing, great power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People who used to worship and the presence of God could come down. People used to preach and people's hearts could be moved. But the moment they fell into sin, it's like it's difficult to go back to that initial glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes it may even take years of you praying for God to restore you back to the place you used to operate. Praise be unto God. And this is the danger. Hallelujah. And that's why we need to use wisdom. As men of God, avoid places you shouldn't be. Hallelujah. Avoid meeting people, especially people of your opposite sex, in secret places. Avoid conversations you shouldn't have. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to use wisdom everywhere, even in the house of God. You cannot counsel women in private. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
Be unto God. You know, in the office, you by yourself with them, hallelujah, is a dangerous thing to do. Praise be unto Jesus. So we need to exercise wisdom. No matter how anointed you are, you are just, you know, the more anointed you are, the more delicate you are also. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
You know, people think that, oh, because I'm anointed, I cannot fall into sin. That is the lie of the enemy. The devil was anointed and highly anointed, but they still fall into sin. Praise be unto Jesus.
Amen.
So even men of God, we need to take higher precaution not to entertain behaviors we shouldn't entertain, not to entertain communications we shouldn't entertain, not to entertain emotions we shouldn't entertain. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will always alert you. You know, when that young lady look at you with eyes of lust, you know, praise be unto Jesus, hallelujah. You know, when they begin to send you inappropriate text messages and so on, and you're married, hallelujah. You know, make sure you put measures that are necessary. Don't entertain behaviors that will lead to sin, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, that's true. So, number six, their temple becomes now the temple of demons. Since the Holy Spirit has left, the devil now takes control. Demon of lust come in, demon of anger, demon of bitterness, demon of lies, demon of seduction, demon of masturbation, demon of ties of relational bonds and the like. There is where you find the soul ties, things like that. The temple becomes the temple of the devil, a place where the devil now rules freely. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when somebody has defiled you and you have nothing to say because you offered your body to them, thinking that you will gain something, and at the end of it, they disappointed you. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. You feel empty. And when you start feeling empty and sorry for yourself, the more anger grows within you, the more bitterness grows within you, because you have lost something so important.
Mm-hmm.
The pain of being defiled is so painful than losing money or part of your body. It's like somebody whom was attached with your soul has been taken out. That is how painful it is. So all these demons come to fellowship within you. So you can imagine how chaotic it can be.
You see, the person becomes very sensitive, like everything begin to anger you.
Praise
be unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you literally take action, you become very seductive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, some will begin to walk out with open chest, tight trousers, tight skinny jeans, mm-hmm. and all this, you know, it's the manifestation of that spirit. You know, when you see people walking around in miniskirts and up with open chest and all that, it's the manifestation of the spirit that is already at work with them. You know, you see men of God want to walk up with a tight t-shirt and all that. Those are manifestations. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to be careful, because whatever is in you will manifest in the physical. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the fear of the Lord is in you, you know, it will manifest with the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, the way you dress. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
But if the spirit of lust is in you, it will manifest too. Praise be unto God. You will see it. You know, today you see even in the social media, people taking pictures, you know, alluring pictures. That, you know, they want to show people their thighs. They want to show people their breasts. They want to show people, praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Those are the manifestations of the spirits that are already at work in you, because Amen. You opened a door and they came in.
Amen. Sometimes you find that a child was defiled by the father. Now they start feeling like they can, like, you know, when somebody is applying a makeup or something, it means they lost confidence at the time they were defiled. So their mind goes like, if I wear this miniskirt or I wear this makeup, maybe people will accept me. Maybe I will look beautiful with it. Praise the Lord. That thing, that act, destroys the mind. Hallelujah.
But you see, when somebody has broken in your body, they take rulership of who you are.
Amen.
And that's why when somebody falls into sin, into fornication, the first thing they will lose is honor and dignity.
Amen.
You see, when you lose your dignity and honor, you begin to seek to be acknowledged. You know, because there is that emptiness that have been created in you, a feeling of unworthiness.
Amen.
You know, when people feel they are unworthy, they make effort to please people.
That's true, yeah.
Praise be unto God.
Amen.
And that's why you see people wearing too many makeup. You know, they want to draw attention of the world. They want to tell people they are beautiful. Praise be unto Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why we need to allow Jesus to come into our heart to make us whole.
Amen.
You know, when Jesus makes you whole, mm-hmm.
yes, Lord.
When Jesus takes full control of who you are, when you find your completeness in Christ, when you find your love in Christ, hallelujah, you won't need to act to please any man. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
Because when Jesus makes you complete, you are not unworthy.
Completely.
When Jesus makes you complete, you are attractive. When Jesus makes you complete, you are beautiful. You don't need to add anything. Praise be unto God. People
Amen.
Will see your beauty. People will see the glory in you. Hallelujah. Because the Lamb of God is glorious. And if Jesus, if Jesus, the Lamb of God, lives in you, manifesting in you, people will see the beauty from within. Praise be unto Jesus.
Amen.
And you won't need to do anything to please any man, because
Amen.
Your joy will be complete in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the word says, the joy of the Lord will be taken.
Not the word, the book. Huh? Let's not confuse the word and the book, please.
What do you mean?
Huh?
I'm in the book, point number 7. No, I said the joy of the Lord will be taken. Once the joy is taken, it becomes a life of pain and bitterness, a life of problems in and out. Everything will start to shake in your life. The Lord will make sure there is nothing you will enjoy. For the scripture says that there is no peace for the wicked. Mm. We can read from Isaiah 48, verse 22, mm-hmm. New King James Version. Mm. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Mm. Isaiah 57, verse 21. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
This is repeated 2 times.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Wow.
So, the book says that you will never find your peace, whether in your pursuit of studies, in your job, and day-to-day activities. You will be laboring in vain, and you will never enjoy the fruit of your labor. You will labor, but someone else will eat. God will make sure your horse will eat it and you will remain empty-handed. There are so many people who have been in this business of prostitution. Like I said before, I had an auntie somewhere. She was in the business of prostitution. But she was not benefiting from it. She was working so hard at night, but coming back, she was not married, she was single, but she was not benefiting from any single money she was earning from those places.
Yeah, because it's a cast money.
Yeah. No project was prospering out of that money. Nothing good was coming out of it, but whatever she could buy was just buying the clothes, the makeup. You know, when you are in that business, there are men who are in charge of your house rent. There are men who are in charge of your going out. There are men who are in charge of everything, the food you eat. But the small money they give you to take care of your financial problems doesn't bring any development in your life. Kind of, you can't do any project with it, any profitable project with it. They're just flashy money that just doesn't last for long. And she really died poor. Sadly, she died poor, a very poor lady. But she was a giver. She had a lot of people to help. But at the end, nobody was there for her. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this kind of life, whenever it happens to you, the best place to run to is at the feet of Jesus. Pastor, do you have a word?
Just continue.
Point number 8. Your respect, honor, and dignity will be taken. In other words, your crown of life will be taken. The crown of glory the Lord had put in your life will go. You will become so useless and a vessel of men's or women's manipulation. Sex before marriage takes your dignity. Once your dignity is gone, wherever you go, it shall be written in your face that you are a vessel of manipulation.
That kind of is funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know, even men knows when they see a lady, for example, or a man just walking on the street there, they will know that they have lost control of themselves. You know, they will be like, oh, this one is easy to deal with. This one is easy to sleep around with. You know, it's like even those that will pretend to come to have a relationship with you, they won't come with gininess to marry you, but just to sleep with you. You know, you open your heart to them. You think, oh, this man has come to marry me. And after sleeping with you, they disappear.
Some even bet They bet in the company that I will be the first one to sleep with her. Something like that. So you pray that the Lord will not allow any man or woman use you as a vessel of manipulation. You will become more vulnerable to more abuse by men and women. People will misuse you, degrade you, destroy your very being because you sold your dignity looking for pleasure. So sex before marriage is really dangerous to our spiritual life. Let's read from Proverbs chapter 5, from verse 8, going downwards to verse 14. Mm-hmm. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others, and your ears to the cruel one, lest aliens be filled with your wealth, and your labors go to the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at last, when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You have a Howard.
Another point that I can share from this is sex is a place of exchange.
Amen.
You see, lest you give your honor to others. You see, you are exchanging a 5 minute sex with your honor. Hallelujah. You know, this is a very deep place of deliverance because there are people that are walking with honor that doesn't belong to them.
Amen.
And there are people who are walking with shame that doesn't belong to them.
That's
Praise
true.
Be unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. There are people that add an honor to be a president, add an honor to be a CEO, add an honor to be a manager, add an honor to be a prime minister or great men or women of God, even to be apostles, to be prophets. But the moment they slept with that sister, that honor was exchanged.
Amen.
And you may see this sister may even rise up in life, okay, and even become great woman of God or great a politician and so on and so on, using that honor that they received. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
There's a lot of men that are selling their honor, their wealth, their dignity to the bosom of a prostitute.
That's true.
Praise be unto God.
Amen.
Then later on in life, their life become miserable. Whatever they try to do, they are just there. Nothing is working for them because there's something they lost when they slept with that person. There's something that they lost. Hallelujah. And retrieving it is not easy. It is possible to retrieve it, but it is not easy. You really have to fight to gain your honor back because you gave it legally, spiritually. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You entered into a consent. You know, people think that when they sleep with you, it's just a matter of a matter of just physical intimacy. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You don't know, you are selling things. You know, when you sleep with somebody, you are selling things, you are exchanging things. Praise be unto God.
Mm-hmm.
If the person had demons, hallelujah, the demons will begin to influence you. For example, if you sleep with a prostitute, the spirit of prostitution will begin to affect you. If you sleep with a witch, the spirit of witchcraft will begin to affect you. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
If you sleep with somebody, you have an issue with anger, you will begin to have issues with anger too. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
If you sleep with somebody who likes to lie, you will find yourself, even when people talk with you in normal conversation, you just lie. And they will be looking at you, hey, what happened to brother so-and-so? Hey, kwa nini sikuizi amekuwa muongo hivi? Praise be unto God. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you may not even know you are lying now.
because
it's a spirit you gain.
I have a question there.
Yeah.
Let's say you are a man, you are married, then you went to sleep with a prostitute. What happens? What kind of exchange happens there? Because you have a wife already.
Oh, of course, the man can lose his honor and dignity. You know, the man can lose his honor and dignity to that prostitute. It can go.
Really?
It can go. Yeah. And you know, even there are men that lost their honor before they get married. Hallelujah. And now they got married, but now, the Bible says that the glory of a man is God, isn't it?
Yes.
And the glory of a woman is man.
Man.
Hallelujah. So it means there is a glory that a man has. Hallelujah. Why do we respect God? Because of his glory.
Yes.
You know, when you come near the glory, you come with respect and honor.
Yes.
But what about if that glory is not in your husband? You see, this is one of the reasons why a lot of women don't respect their husband.
So it is spiritual?
Yeah. Because the glory, there's nothing to fear.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Because there's nothing to fear. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when you approach the glory, there is that fear that comes in your heart that this is not just a normal man. Hallelujah. Praise be unto Jesus.
Okay.
They are my glory. Mm-hmm. Because God put it in you. Hallelujah. God put it in you as a man. So that it gives you authority to prevail on grounds. So that you have respect even from your own wife. But most of the time, men sold it for $20. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so.
For $50, they sold that glory.
Yes. Yeah, so,
they sold that honor. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know, they slept with 10 women before they got married.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are married, a young lady, beautiful, loving, fear the Lord. But every time they come near their husband, they don't see the fear. They don't see the glory. So they find it hard to respect their husband. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
Praise be. Because their husband look useless to them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people wage physical battle, not knowing, especially men, they'll be like, my wife is never listening to me.
Yeah.
My wife respect me.
Yeah.
My wife dishonor me. Because the glory is not there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Sometimes, I know there are some stubborn women, whatever, hallelujah. But there is occasion where the glory is not there. And that's where as a man you need to go back to the Lord, repent and cry out to God and say, God, restore my glory. Restore my honor. Praise be unto God. Give me back my honor, Father Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because you need honor for you to hand respect. Praise be unto Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You need the glory of God in your life for you to earn respect. Respect doesn't just come. Hallelujah. You have to earn respect. Praise be unto Jesus.
Amen.
With what you have. You know, we fear God because he's glorious. He's the big guy. Hallelujah. He's undefeated. Hallelujah. Amen.
So now that is on the part of the man. But what about if the wife is promiscuous?
Like, what do you mean?
Does it affect the man?
Of course they share the bed, but I still don't understand your question. Do you mean in terms of does it affect the wife first? Or
if the wife went through the promiscuous activities, then she comes and mingles with the husband.
Mm.
does it affect the husband's spiritual life? Or
it can, especially if it brings different spirit, because every time they sleep together, there's exchange too between husband and wife. It can affect them too. And also it will depend with the level of spirituality of the husband. For example, if the husband is clearly walking with God and standing in prayer and walking in the fire of the Holy Spirit, the husband can be able to sanctify the wife.
Wow.
When they come, you know. And that's what Paul was speaking about. The believing husband sanctifies the unbelieving. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And the believing wife can sanctify. And that's why two people, one who is born again and one who is not born again, when they sleep together, like they are married, when they sleep together, the one who is born again, the fire in the one that is born again transfers to the one that is not born again. So even if the one that is born again has demons, those demons will begin to run away. you get
wow,
what I'm saying?
That is powerful.
And the man will be conscious of the presence of God without their knowledge. Like their minds will begin to think like the wife, for example. If the wife is born again, their mind will begin to think similar, because they are sharing the body together.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's where the sanctification. Even two people who are born again and they are married, one can backslide and one remains standing. And you know, when you backslide, your fire may go down.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment they come into bed, if one partner maintains their fire, the other partner's fire can be reactivated.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they had fallen, the sanctification will come in and they are able to rise. But it becomes dangerous. Like I have seen occasions where a couple realize that their partner is cheating. And the other one say, okay, he's cheating on me, I'm going to revenge.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Many times, yeah.
So when the other one goes to revenge, both of them will fall. So if everyone has fallen in that house, who will pick the other up? That's the danger. So hata wakilala pamoja, kila mtu amekufa. You understand? Everybody has died spiritually. So nobody is able to lift up the one that has fallen.
Then sex outside marriage is a serious thing. It affects both couples. Praise the Lord. So the Bible says many great men have fallen because of her. In actual sense, the Bible speaks of fornication and adultery. Many servants of God have fallen to this sin, and the power of God have left them. They lost their honor and dignity. If you are a man, the Lord will take the crown of respect he gave to you to be the leader in the house. If you end up getting married, your wife will rule over you, because every moment she will set her eyes on you, she won't be able to see the crown of life and the authority of God as the head. Why? Because the Lord took it.
It's like you don't deserve it.
Yeah, she doesn't feel the presence of authority. Yeah. So now you have to know some of the reasons why your wife may not be giving you respect as the head of the house. Think twice. You might have sold cheaply your crown of life with that whore on the streets, or that college girl, or that party girl before you got married. God can never be fooled. Whoever
Whatsoever
a man sows shall he also reap. Mm-hmm. Sex before marriage may seem pleasurable for a moment, but I promise you, God will for sure make you see the consequences of it in your life. So be careful with your body. Take care of it. Persevere. Persevere and wait. Persevere and wait. You know, sometimes you even see the wife disrespects the husband. The children grow up in the same line. They also come up and don't respect their father because they found this as a trend in the family. So the father acts as the wife of the house. So he accepts it, not knowing where the problem began. So you might be blaming your wife, but maybe the problem started with you spiritually.
Yeah, that's true.
Amen. We are in point number 9. So the book says some ended up in this act and they got tied spiritually and closed up. To men, they can lose their manhood and never be infatuated with a lady again. Especially the problem will rise in marriage. To a lady, your womb can be closed never to give birth again.
Hallelujah. These are very serious issues that are affecting a lot of men and even women. And a lot of people may not want to speak about them. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
You realize that this man was functioning well until they slept with that lady. After that, they lost their manhood. They are not able to stand again.
Amen.
Praise be unto Jesus.
Amen.
And now they are married. There is no sexual satisfaction between the husband and the wife. And it becomes an issue. Praise be unto God. And this is a deliverance issue. If this is happening to you, seek for deliverance. Praise be unto God.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you slept with somebody, probably you slept with a witch and you never knew. They took over your manhood. They took over your glory. Hallelujah. And especially this, you have heard of this pastors in the occult.
In the occult.
The more women they sleep with, the more they gain power.
Yeah.
Especially they look for women who are anointed, women who God has called to rise up.
Amen.
To do mighty things of God. Immediately they sleep with you, they take that crown, they take that glory, they take that anointing, hallelujah, and they become more and more influential. The more women they sleep with, the more influential they become, hallelujah. And that's why you see this people, they pretend to call themselves men of God, but they are not men of God, they are men of the devil. You know, they, everywhere they go, you invite them to the church, they spread the spirit of lust. And after they go to the hotel, they go and sleep with members of the church and they leave the spirit of lust. And you begin to see that praise and worship team falls into sexual activity and all manner of things. Hallelujah. And to clean the house it won't be easy to clean the house. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that's why as a pastor, we have to be very careful the people we invite to come in the pulpit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these things are true. Hallelujah. The people that were doing things and they lost what they never expected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now they began to have those problems.
Wow, that was so deep. That was so deep because many ladies want, I'm not talking about all ladies, but some of us, you went to the campus, you know, campus life. That those misleading ladies who like working with sugar daddies. And sugar daddies are those people who have made money. You don't know the source of their wealth. Then they start luring you into their lives because they want to work with the young people.
Some have have wives and children in the village.
Yes. So when they're moving with you, maybe they have a certain God in their family, and you are going to be used as a sacrifice. So whether you are in university, it doesn't make sense, because at the end of those 4 years, you're still going to be poor because you sold your crown somewhere. You sold your dignity somewhere. So some, you find, especially these things to do with devil worshippers, they really know how to lure ladies into their activities. And sex is being used as the main way, main object of gaining money from them. Then after sleeping with you, they take away your glory.
And they leave a spirit
to control your life. So we really need to be careful. If you are in that bracket, just seek for prayers. There is nothing too hard for God to solve.
Hallelujah.
God is there for us. We are just enlightening you so that you know how to pray.
Hallelujah.
You know how to deal with whichever circumstance you are in. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, to men, they can lose their mind, their manhood, and never be infatuated with a lady again. Especially the problem will rise in marriage. To a lady, your womb can be closed never to give birth. Point number 10. Marriage problems. Since you got accessed to satanic demons through the people you slept around with, if your partner sleeps with you, they will see the devil who you are married to, not them. Hallelujah. That is so scary.
That's where the spirit husband and the spirit wives come. Hallelujah. You see, the spirit wives and spirit husband also, they come majorly through sexual activities. That's why they find the gate. Okay, there are different ways in which spirit husband and spirit wives comes. Spirit wives husband, they can come through a friend you are close to. They can come through invocation of the dead, where these people, they channel, they go and awaken a dead soul and they send it to somebody. So this dead soul begin to act like a spiritual husband or wife to the person. And they bring stagnant sheep, they bring sicknesses, they are the ones behind even these stomach problems, because they don't want you to give, what do they call this, fibroid.
Yeah.
Fibroid, they bring this fibroid because they don't want you to have a child of your own. Okay? Because they want you to have spiritual children. So, and then there is the ones that come through sexual activities. They enter. They could be even on the other person, you know? Because if for somebody to want to have sex with you before marriage, it means that they're already under control of another spirit. Okay, wow. And you don't know how many people they have slept with. So once people get those kind of spirit, and now those spirits become an hindrance, like they may fight husband and wife, even when later on you get married, they may not want to see harmony in marriage. You know, when your partner goes to sleep with you, they may even feel like they're sleeping with another person. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
And if somebody is used to sleeping with a spirit, now they want to sleep with the husband, they don't feel satisfied.
Yeah, they don't, because the force they were using on the other side is different from this one.
And that's where deliverance is very, very important now.
Oh my God. Yeah,
there's a lot of families, you know, I've prayed for a lot of people for deliverance, even married people, you know, who are challenged with this spirit, and it brings a lot of problems in marriage, especially for couples. They won't be able to be in harmony. Hallelujah. They won't be able to come into contact easily. Every time is problems, problems, problems. It's like they are not able to succeed, to move forward in life when those spirits are active in their home.
Amen.
Because they bring stagnantship, they bring chaos, they bring diseases, they bring all manner of things.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is serious. So the book says some people have ended up being married to the devil and unclean spirits through these acts that defile them when they sleep and when they awake, they wake up. They are not themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This problem can become persistent in marriage and lead to marriage breakups. You begin to wonder why your husband doesn't like you. Because when he sleeps with you, he realizes you belong to somebody else who is your spiritual husband. Many are in bondages because of this.
Yeah, many are in bondage because of this.
Amen.
Yeah, because like your husband may come to sleep with you, but they feel the presence of another person. And that does not just happen to spirit wife and spirit husband. That also happens with soul ties. If, for example, a soul tie of somebody you used to be in an emotional relationship, you may not even, soul ties exist even without physical, without getting physical. Because soul ties can be brought through covenant, vows.
Oh.
So like you have this boyfriend or girlfriend, and I'm like, I promise you, I make a vow, you are the one I'm going to marry. I'm going to marry you next year. You are the one, the only one I'm going to love. You are making vows, and those vows develop ties. Okay? So those people went, they never ended up marrying you. You ended up getting married with somebody. But you made vows that already engaged ties with somebody. So the presence of the other person is already part of who you are. So like, for example, your husband tries to sleep with you, but there is a presence of three people already in you. So you cannot give yourself fully to your husband because part of you is divided into three people. And then your partner may even begin to feel lonely, like, even if I sleep with my wife, I can't feel them. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
You know, those are things that becomes a very, very big hindrance in relationships.
That is really
and
serious.
And people don't know how to deal with them. Yes, the people you used to relate with, they are gone. You know, they are married. But here you are. And you know, even leave alone even bed issues. Do you know when you are connected with a lot of people outside, you cannot give yourself fully to your partner.
Amen.
That is impossible.
Amen.
You cannot give them even fully your love.
Amen.
So unamwangalia kichonjocho. Kichonjochonjo. Because like you are in at the same time you are out. So your behaviors will begin, you'll begin to act like there's no commitment. You are in marriage, but there's no 100% commitment.
That's true.
You have heard of a lot of people like they are married, but they don't have that 100% commitment. They are like, ukicheza, mimi nitatoka kesho.
Try me.
Praise be unto God. You know, we have to have commitment. You know, when you are in marriage, you give it your 100%. Praise be unto God.
Amen.
But when your heart is still out there, your heart will be wavering.
Yeah, some people use that as a tool to scare the other one. So painful.
Yeah, wacha tumalize.
But you know, young youths, mostly, they get into those covenants without their knowledge. Because I've seen young youths doing a covenant, blood covenant. Like, they cut a part of the body. Then the guy cuts the part of his body. Then they exchange blood.
That's very serious.
So they, when they're exchanging the blood, they speak words that wherever you go, I will always be with you. While they are mixing that blood.
Yeah, those are very dangerous activities.
And you know, it is so innocent that you might never even know that this thing will affect you in the future.
Yeah, in a very serious way.
Yeah, so people need to be very careful with these things. So, point number 11, sex outside marriage leads to multiple spiritual husbands and wives. The first person you have sex with out of wedlock becomes your first wife or husband. So begin to count how many husbands and wives you have right now. When Jesus saw the Samaritan woman at the well, she told her, "You have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband." How is it possible for the Samaritan woman to have five husbands, yet she was not married? In actual sense, before the eyes of Jesus, every of the men she slept with were recorded as her husbands. Be careful. On the judgment day, you will be surprised how many wives and husbands you had, yet God ordained you to have only one. Wow. I didn't know that. John chapter 4:18. "For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." Repent and prepare the way of the Lord if these have found you. Cry for mercies of the Lord. Repent seriously before the Lord and seek for help and deliverance. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because, you know, the Bible says the two shall become one. You know, that every time you sleep with somebody, you become one in flesh with them. Praise be unto Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why I'm saying it is destructive. Sex can be very, very destructive if it is not used properly. But at the same time, it can become a great blessing if it is done according to the will of God. Praise be unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So our youth needs to be taught. I know the TV, the media, the world, they tell you, oh, you can have all these multiple partners and all that. You can go around and play with your life. Praise be unto God. There are consequences of the things that you do today will have effect of your future. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Preserve your life today for tomorrow. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Preserve your youth for tomorrow. Don't think just because you're a young man or a young woman, you can just do whatever you want to do. Praise be unto God. Live in the fear of the Lord. Give your life to God. Let the word of God guide you. Hallelujah. As the Bible says, how can a young man keep his way pure? But by guarding it according to the word of God. Allow the word of God to lead your way. Allow the word of God to lead your path. Allow the word of God to be there, that lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Walk in the fear of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.